message from the American Academy of Orthopedics.
Come off those ladders. Anybody have any close calls putting up the tree lights or anything for 2024? I did pretty good. I didn't get on my tippy toes. However, I haven't put an angel or a star on top. I haven't put the star or the angel on top yet.
I've got, you've seen the house. I think everybody here's, but I don't know if you've seen the house, Dorothy.
I have not.
So I got a carriage house out back, and the driveway slopes up to the carriage house.
Derek
the carriage
makes me house pee behind it.
Has a very high gable.
During COVID, he made me pee behind it.
I have a ladder that will get me up there, but I did not have anyone to hold the ladder other than the 4-year-old.
I've seen your kid. He could have held that ladder.
The problem is the kid's going to climb up the ladder.
This is why I had a 4-year-old. This is what I need him for.
I started going up the ladder all the way, and I was like, no. Because when you get those long ladders, you get about halfway up, and they start like
shake. Yeah.
They start to shake, and I'm like, oh no, this ends with me in the trauma center. So I went partway up, and then,
but what a story, Derek.
Yeah. So that's as close as I came to falling off of anything.
My. Round 5. Molly, you are up.
I'm going to go with the decade that I first remember. Mm-hmm. 1980s Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Derek, you are first this round.
Am I first? You got a heavyweight in this one, Chris. I mean, that's...
I know.
That may be like one of the quintessential 1980s Christmas songs.
Yeah, I had to throw one of those very special Christmas ones in there.
Yep. You've been around here long enough to remember when I used to do the very Christmas special here on WMFO and pretty much just play those albums all night long. I got something fun. I found this a few years ago. This was recorded in the 1980s. I think 1985 was when this came out. And it is pretty much the height of 1980s success. It's brilliant. These are the Weather Girls.
Close to you.
All right, my pick is from Very Special Christmas. First album came out in 1987, and this is a remake of the Darlene Love Song done by U2. It's a big one.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
Listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is the Christmas show for the Friday Night Fights. My name is Chris Earle here with Derek Carey. And we have our three judges here ready to go. U2 versus
Put
the
them
Weather
up,
Girls.
Bono. Put them up.
U2 versus the Weather Girls. It is round five. And I believe Molly is starting here. Go ahead.
This is a hard choice because both the songs were awesome. But I got to go with U2 just barely edges out the Weather Girls for this one. Yeah, just barely. Mm-hmm.
That's two gifts down for Molly.
Oh, boy.
I gained one back, I thought.
Just buy your own gifts, Molly.
Yeah. Or make me some waffles.
All right.
All right, we got one for U2.
Oh, is it my turn? Oh,
keep on moving. Yep.
Sorry. The 80s. So for me, both of these songs just remind me of like old boyfriends that Santa could run over with the sleigh or baby, please don't come home. But I'm going to go with the Weather Girls because it was a little more funky and dance music like.
All right. Very good. And we have Dorothy over there on the other end.
So I also thought this was a very close, very difficult choice. I'm just by a slight edge. I'm going with U2 because the Weather Girls' "Dear Santa" is almost like a complete ripoff of "It's Raining Men." You know, like it's barely disguising "It's Raining." It's a ripoff.
It's funny. It's like the Macarena song, and then they do the Christmas Macarena song.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you had
a song.
You had a big hit, so we're going to do some kind of riff on it, and we're going to make that the Christmas song.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like a meta version of themselves parodying themselves.
Yeah.
Right?
But now the YouTube is also taking off another song, another classic, but they're a little bit truer to it. So I'm just, and I remember the YouTube song on the radio.
Yeah.
So.
As I said, the Weather Girl, I don't mind losing to YouTube at all. I will lose to that song all day long. The Weather Girls song to me just encapsulates everything that was bad about the music industry in the 1980s.
I agree with you. Totally agree.
But at the same time, you can dance to it. It's got a stone cold groove, and those two ladies can sing.
Yep.
That is true. So it's sort of like, here's all this terrible production and bad decision making, but somehow you get a good song out of it.
It is a great tune. It is a very good tune. We actually have a tie right now for 1940s Christmas, so if anybody wants to either call in or go onto the DJ chat and do a tiebreaker for that, we have 2-2 for Henry Hall versus Kate Smith right now. 1980s Christmas right now, we have you two edging out the Weather Girls. Let's go to round six, and let's make a pick for round six.
I get Sheila's turn to make the pick, yes?
Yes.
Is it mine already? Oh... I think Christmas breakup tune.
Christmas breakup tune. All right. And this is an even round, so I believe this is mine for the first one. It is. All right. Well, this is going to be a very 80s moment again for me. This is another 80s song that was played over and over again on WBCN and WFNX and in every girl's cassette player driving in her car. This is The Waitresses with Christmas Wrapping. You'll probably know this one.
Chasing all year, spending this
It's a breakup song because it's a song about the two of them getting together, isn't it?
I knew you were going to say that. They actually have broken up before they get back together again. She's met him a few times in the lyrics of the song. Derek's looking for votes here.
Yeah, no. Ski Shop Encounter Most Interesting was like the first time they meet, right? Right.
I'm with Derek. I mean, she meets this hot guy in the Store 24. Okay. I picture this happening in Kenmore Square.
This is what we're going
to
do.
There should be a 24-hour... Store 24 down there. That's
Do you agree,
what I
Molly? Do you agree that that's a breakup song or not a breakup song?
I don't know. I honestly don't know it well enough to really know.
All right.
I think, from what I remember, it was two people that kind of go in and out of each other's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see it as possibly a breakup or not their time and a reconnection.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Otherwise, we'll give Derek the point and he won't even have to play his song.
No, because I've been dying to play this song because it's one of the greatest Christmas albums of the last decade. If you don't own it, go get a copy of it because every track on this album is a banger. And this is like breakup, miss my guy Christmas song from the one and only Sia.
Baby, I can hardly breathe.
Why am I so blue? Because I'm going to lose to Sia, I think. That's why I'm so blue. Is that what she's even saying? Is she like, I'm so blue?
Yeah. If Christmas is so green and so red, then why am I so blue?
Is that what the hell she said? I couldn't tell what she was saying.
Because she kicked her guy out, and now she misses him because it's Christmas time. She's going to put that tree up?
I don't have any Christmas breakup songs. I believe in Father Christmas. I like to use the Queen's English, and I like people to get together on Christmas. So I have no breakup songs.
Oh, but there's tons of great Christmas breakup songs.
Yeah, but I like the Waitresses. I like them getting together.
That's a good set. That is a good. It is one of the greatest Christmas songs of all time.
It is. It is. Let's see what the gals have to say. The gals. Why am I so blue? Why am I so blue?
Wasn't it Sheila's turn?
I believe so.
I thought I went last time.
This is number six. I can't keep track every single round. You guys got to start helping me out.
For me, it's like hands down. It's the Waitresses. Yeah.
It's the Waitresses. There we go.
It's classic.
All right. Very good.
I'm going to pick the Waitresses, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I had this album, but I sold it because my brother gave my turntable away.
Oh, no.
I remember this song. I said it during the break. I picture her going to the Store 24 in Kenmore Square, you know, back in the 80s, and she meets the hot guy again that she's been with, and she hooks up that night, and it's a really good Christmas Eve when you think about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think of it as a breakup song at all. So I'm going with the Waitresses. I'm sorry to talk so much. Sorry, bye.
No.
That's what you're here for.
You're here to talk.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it doesn't bring up, you know, traumatic memories that your brother gave away your turntable. I mean, that's...
Oh, Derek, it
does. Stereo jazz.
Okay. That's why I mentioned it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could go on, but that's not for this show.
Yeah.
I liked them both, and I do like Sia, but I could barely understand what she was saying, so I'm going with the Waitresses.
There's something about her that reminds me of that No Doubt girl that's kind of whiny.
Gwen Stefani?
Yeah, she gets kind of whiny. Like, I like Gwen Stefani. It took her a while to get out of, like, being kind of a mini Madonna, but she has that voice that gets kind of like this real quick, and I feel like Sia does it a little bit.
Still,
a decent song. I like the Candy Cane Lane a little better.
They may be knocking the building down.
You're kidding me?
I have no idea what's going on out there.
Are they towing down there?
It got very warm in here very quick, too.
Yeah.
Got very warm in here. Were you here when, there was the... Yeah, actually, you were here. Molly was here, and it was actually during a... I believe it was during a Christmas show where you're like, there was a bomb threat. Remember that? You're like, there was a bomb threat. I'm like, should we even be in the building right now?
It's like nobody.
That's right.
That was a couple of years
ago. If they're going to blow up anything, it's not going to be Curtis Hall. Yeah. This would be like the last thing anybody's going
to
blow up.
It's funny. A couple of years ago, too, when we got that that missile warning went out to like the people in Hawaii, I was actually here when I got that alert, too. So I'm like, I don't know what it is, but I seem to always be at WMFO when I probably shouldn't be.
The nuclear weapons are inbound.
Yeah,
please
yeah.
take cover.
So what did we have there? So we had two for the Waitresses. We had three for the Waitresses.
Yeah, it was a clean sweep for the Waitresses.
All right. I don't know if I should take that one, Derek, though, because you are right. Because when I was doing that, I was like, I don't know if this is a full breakup song. But it said that they had hits and misses, and they got together and look at their lyrics. I'm like, that's close enough breakup song.
Well, it's all misses, but you know, it's it conjures up similar memories for me.
It's a great tune.
You know, it's like, I love the line that like A&P has provided me with the world's smallest turkey.
All red in the oven, nice and hot.
It's like, if you remember A&P, we're solidly in the 1980s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I still drive by places that used to be A&Ps and think, oh, that used to be the A&P.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yep.
A lot of Trader Joe's used to be A&Ps.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the places that used to be Purity Supremes because that was the big one when...
I call that P&S.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What did you say?
I called it the P&S, Purity Supreme. The A&P, the P&S. Market Basket would be the M&B. You following me?
I'm necessarily disgusting.
All right, let's go. Let's do another one. We got 34 minutes left. We are listening to Friday Night Fights on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Christmas show, Christmas battle. I'm here with Derek and Sheila and Molly and Dorothy, and we are starting round seven.
Dorothy's pick, I believe.
Dorothy's pick. We have Songs About Snow, Drunk at Christmas, Cringe Round, or the Heavyweight Fight. We could do that early if you like. Whatever you'd like to pick.
I'm going with Drunk on Christmas because it reminds me of my childhood.
Nice.
Drunk on Christmas.
So that's another one that's coming off of The Thing, Chris. If you want to go first on this one, go right ahead.
I will go first. I'm supposed to go second on this one, aren't I?
Yeah, that's
all right. Because you have... All right. Okay, I will go first. It is...
Is this really John Denver?
It is John Denver.
John Denver did a version of this?
John Denver with Please Daddy, Don't Get Drunk This Christmas.
Which is what I said every Christmas.
Doesn't seem like a very Denver song.
It is. It's very Denver-esque. It is Please Daddy, Don't Get Drunk This Christmas, in parentheses.
Yeah, that's
so it's mostly like, please, Daddy, like, stop being an a-hole.
That's what Bobby's going to be saying at Christmas Eve.
I never went to the father-daughter dances. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And your brother gave your turntable away.
The patriarchy in my family is really dickish.
This is going to be another round of trauma here, I think.
They're putting you down. No wonder you hate Trump.
Yep. Here we go.
Yeah, that's the only reason. Yeah. You're right, yeah.
Here comes Johnny Denver, J&D.
Trauma's kept me employed.
Here we go.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Just last year, I was only 7. Now I'm almost 8, as you can see. You came home a 11:15 and fell down underneath our Christmas tree. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Mama smiled, looked outside the window. She told me, son, you better go upstairs. Then you laughed and hollered, Merry Christmas. I turned around and saw my mama's tears. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. No, I don't want to see my mama cry.
Yeah, there are two ways that you can look at drunk on Christmas. One is the family trauma, and I will point out that Dot Dwyer was openly weeping when that song began here in the studio. The other way is the fun of being drunk on Christmas, and that's what this song is all about from the Hillbilly Hellfire.
Christmas blues. Cook up, I'm smoking while he stirs the pot. Breaking all the rules now, getting mighty hot. Mountain music rising through the winter air. Frosty's brewing freedom without a single care. Frosty's moonshine Christmas got the whole town lit. Dancing in the snowdrifts, don't give a grit. Happy ever after comes straight from the still. Drink up all that magic, take yourself a spill. Secret buried in the snow. Banjos keep on picking, fiddles screaming high. Metal riffs are ripping through the midnight sky. Sun's about to rise now, magic's running thin. Frosty's getting worried about his mountain sin. But folks keep on smiling as they stumble home, carrying mason jars wherever they roam. Some say it's evil, some say it's divine, that magical mixture of snow and shine. But one thing's for certain, on this Christmas day, ain't nobody frowning while the fiddles play. Frosty's moonshine Christmas got the whole town lit. Dancing in the snowdrifts, don't give a grit. Happy ever after comes straight from the still. Drink up all that magic, take yourself a spill.
There you go. That's some bluegrass heavy metal right there. And Frosty's Moonshine Christmas.
Fun.
That's actually one of the better new songs that I found for this year.
I like it.
Yeah.
I love a good fiddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the bluegrass piece of it. It's like fiddle works well with metal music, you know? It's
good stuff. You know who's got a good fiddle player is Mellencamp. Mellencamp always had a good fiddle player. She was always very good throwing that fiddle in there to the rock and roll songs, always added an edge. He's got some good Christmas songs too, actually.
He does.
Yeah. He did a cover of I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus, right?
Mommy?
I think it was Mommy. It could have been Daddy.
It was Mommy.
For 2024, it would be Daddy.
Oh, it'd be Daddy today. Yeah.
Definitely be Daddy.
Yeah.
So we got round seven. We got two songs. I already played mine, I believe, and Derek played his. So who's ready to go?
I think it's Molly is kicking us off this time.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's Dorothy.
Oh, it's Dorothy again. Comes back around.
Well,
Circle gets the square.
On Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with Hillbilly Hellfire because the John Denver song, that was tough.
It's, please, Daddy.
Yeah, Christmas was just a reason to yell and fight and scream and cry.
So you want to have fun.
Shitty Christmas.
Yeah.
I like the Hillbilly Hellfire because of it sounded like Irish music, and I associate Irish music with good time.
It's got a little bit of the Dropkick Murphys too.
Yeah. Dropkick Murphys does it better, but it's still very good. I'm going with Hillbilly Hellfire.
All right.
They were both good. I like John Denver normally, but it seemed a little too depressing.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Hillbilly Hellfire.
All right, makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, what's a good? You just need a good depressed song for Christmas. So, John Denver.
You going for John Denver?
I'm going for
you
John.
Have at least one in there, sure.
All right,
it's
so you got two
breakup
for John Denver.
You know, it's one of the two. Usually, is the depressing ones: drunk or breakup. Or cringe, actually. Cringes might have some doc moments in here, too.
Yeah, they do. But so if we can avoid that category entirely, I'm all in favor of it. Because I loathe...
Derek knows what's coming.
I loathe the song that I chose. I hate it with a passion.
Yeah.
But it fit that... As soon as I mentioned that category to you, I had that song in mind.
Yeah. Somebody just said that song was terrible, but let's see, that was a couple of minutes ago, so I'm not sure which one they're talking about here. And 732, tell us which one you wanted there on the chat. Let us us know which one you wanted. So right now, John Denver has one, and Hillbilly Hellfire has two. Not very many people in the chat here tonight, but we have one person that's on here. We had somebody, actually, it looks like Sheila may have voted twice for one round, so I'm going to disregard that. She voted Kate Smith twice.
Oh.
Let's see, did Kate Smith win round?
We were tied on that one, I think.
We are tied on that one. We never got another second vote on that, so let's put that down as an actual tie.
I was voting for someone else.
She's voting for her dog. Let's see. And we have round five. U2 is ahead of the Weather Girls by one vote right now. So let's give that to U2 so we can catch up there. And Christmas Breakup, Waitresses took that round.
Yes.
Yay, Waitresses. All right.
So we have U2, we have the Waitresses, and we're giving... round four, a tie right now. I haven't done any other math, so I'm not really sure where we are on this, but let's keep on moving along. We have round eight coming up next. We have Best Song About Snow. We have the Cringe Round, or we have our Best Original Song. Derek and I have original songs for you. And we have about 20 minutes.
We should say original material. Mine is not necessarily a song.
Well, mine would have been a poem, actually, and I ended up putting it to a little beat. So it's kind of a song and a poem.
It is set to music.
Yeah. So let's have, it's number eight, so Molly is picking this round, if I am not correct.
I'm going to go with the Cringe Factor.
She's going for the Cringe Factor. Wow.
Yeah, really?
So that's normally where I would start first.
Yeah, so you can start first.
I'm going to start first with this one. So this one is one that I have played once before, I believe, heavily, heavily edited over one of the years here. But it's also a lot of fun, and it comes from a New Hampshire native that a lot of people know around here. And he was a punk, and Dorothy might like this. It is G.G. Allin doing his version of 12 Days of Christmas. It is edited, so it is the meow mix. So when he swears, you're going to hear a little cat meow.
Oh, I'm going to like
that.
Here
we go. Yeah. Here we go.
Day of Christmas.
G.G. Allin.
On the first day of Christmas, my true slut gave to me a virgin so very horny. On the second day, she gave me two pecker rubs and a virgin so very horny. Now on the third day of Christmas, that old bitch, she brought home three French whores, two pecker rubs, and a virgin so very horny. Now on the fourth day of Christmas, four calling girls, three French whores, two pecker rubs, and a virgin so very horny. On the fifth day of Christmas, she brought me home something special. She brought me home something special. Five herpes seeds. Four calling girls, three French whores, two pecker rubs, a virgin very horny. On the sixth day of Christmas, she gave me six beeps a leg, but five herpes seeds. Four calling girls, three French whores, two pecker rubs, and a virgin so very horny. Christmas, I got wet and wild with seven swampy ladies, six slaying, five herpes seeds, four calling girls, three French whores, two pecker rubs, and a virgin so very horny. Now on the eighth day, I got something special. She went into her lingerie. She got her dirtiest pair of underwear. Eight crusty panties. Eight crusty panties. Eight crusty panties. Seven swampy ladies. Six belaying. Five
cell. 9 chicks of crusty panties. 7 swampy ladies. 6 Malayan. 5 herpes seeds. 4 calling girls. 3 French whores. 2 macaroni. A virgin so very horny. On the 10th day of Christmas, it was a good day for head. I bet you even good old Saint Nick stayed home in bed. She gave me 10 slots of sucking, 9 chips of f***ing, 8 crusty panties, 7 swampy ladies, 6 laying, and 5 f***ing herpes seeds. 4 calling girls, 3 French whores, 2 pepper rubs. A virgin so very horny. Was she ever? On the 11th day, I should have been a baby. Oh. She gave me 11 tits of milking, 10 slots of sucking, 9 chicks of f***ing, 8 crusty panties, 7 swampy ladies, 6 filleting, 5 herpes seeds, 4 calling girls, 3 French whores, 2 Rebecca Rubs, and a virgin so very horny. So this is the day we've been waiting for. She gave me, on the 12th day, a lot of lip. Not a lot of crap, a lot of lip. A lot of dick sucking. A lot of prick sucking. She gave me 12 lips of lick, 11 tits of milk, and 10 slots of sucking, 9 chicks of fucking, 8 crusty panties, 7 swampy ladies, 6 filleted, 5 herpes seeds, 4 calling girls, 3 French whores, 2 pecker rubs, and a virgin so very horny.
He's no longer with us.
No.
That is Gigi Allen.
Didn't he actually die on stage?
He was going to kill himself on stage, but the heroin got to him first.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And he died and a number of years ago. I believe he was 30 years old. Mm. But that is, remember, it's the cringe round, so it's not necessarily which one you like better. It's which one is more disturbing to you. And everybody right now is just wants to walk away from the show. I think
the light that burns brightest burns twice as fast, and you have burned oh so bright,
yes,
Roy.
That's right.
Well, let me, you know, for the benefit of the judges, when I proposed this category, it wasn't simply the cringe round. It was specifically, because I do have the text messages here at my disposal. You know, and I have to bring these things up every once in a while because...
Oh, did I not read your text?
There's some creative liberties that are taken with these things from time to time. So let's see. Let me roll back here a bit. So sentimental, I'm cringing.
Oh.
Was what I sent.
See, that's sentimental to me.
That's not sentimental.
Yeah, that's Gigi Allen.
See, the whole,
you're disturbed.
It's very that's
the
very
whole
sentimental.
Point was to find the sappiest.
You were, like, disturbed.
That's disturbing?
You're disturbing,
that's
yeah.
That's sentimental
that you
to you just
that.
A bit.
That I chose the song?
Yes.
I didn't write that song.
That's
Gigi
disturbing.
Allen wrote that song. It is a disturbing song.
It's
the cringe fact. It's very sentimental.
Cringe?
It is cringe.
Yeah, I think we need to look at Webster Dictionary definition of cringe because I'm not sure that actually fits it.
All right. We'll see. Let's listen to the new shoes.
So anyway, as I said, when I think of this category, this is the only song that comes to mind. This is new song. You've heard it before, hopefully not this year and hopefully not on the radio recently, but, you know, in case you've forgotten... let's bring it back one more time because
dear Jesus.
This is one holiday chestnut that you
get
just
ready.
Got to roast.
Yeah. Oh, I would have played Cary Grant if that were the case. Instead. Oh, we've got it. It's this one, right?
Yeah.
I press play.
Yeah, it's... Are we on aux 2?
Yep. It's not playing.
Well, it is, but there is no sound coming out.
Yeah. We got to use the other one.
All right.
talk amongst yourselves while I do this. You get your shopping done? I'll give you the lead question. Anybody get their shopping done? Go.
I did, and I didn't go into one mall.
Nice. That was a short answer. Expound. Expand.
I've been to the mall.
Amazon's my best friend this time of year. Derek knows that.
Yeah, it's like I pulled up to the driveway. I pulled up to the house after work one day last week, and there were two UPS vans out in front of the house. And I'm like, come on, Molly. Like, how? Like, they're striking because of you. That's why the strike is happening. That's why they need to unionize. It's because of you. It's because they're tired of coming to our house.
That's what Jeff Bezos wants you to think. It's Molly's fault.
They're tired of us living on a street where they can't park safely.
All right. It's all ready. Press play. New right. shoes. Here we go.
Merry Christmas.
The cringe round.
It was almost Christmas time, and there I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do, and in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old, he was dirty from head to toe, and when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile. Want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. They counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down, I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I knew that I caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas is all about.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size.
Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and
know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight.
I want her to look beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight.
That song is like the opening of Star Wars. You can only experience for the first time once, and after you've experienced it, your life will never be the same. Every time you hear those opening notes, you'll know what's coming.
It's appropriately cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's very, very sentimental cringe versus I'm fully disgusted with the Gigi Allen cringe.
Completely different.
I can give you a ride home, Sheila, if you need one.
I will. I will. You know, I will back up my entry. And say Gigi Allen, that's his version of Christmas. And how would we ever deny someone's version of Christmas in 2024?
Hey.
He deserves to have a vote too. So let's start with number 8. It is Molly starting that
round.
It's
a question of if you cry, you know, if crying or just wanting to throw up or something. I don't know. It's between crying and throwing up.
Which one were you more disturbed?
Don't throw
by?
Up on the Christmas shoes because she needs to look good for Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Dear God. Mm-hmm. I'd rather throw up, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what
he
are we
knows
going for?
I like Christmas shoes, but I'm going with Gigi Allen.
Wow. All right. Yeah. That's punk rock of you, Molly. Yeah. Very punk rock. Sheila was very vocal in between the break before even the second song was played.
I'm going to go with most disgusting. 12 Days of Christmas, but, you know, don't we all know one of those hoes that's portrayed in that song? So, you know, Merry Christmas to her, and I'll go with that song.
And Gigi himself was a pretty big whore.
Yeah, I gotta go with the Gigi Allen. That's really disgusting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was around when he was performing. Mm-hmm. He was a disgusting human being.
Mm-hmm. He used to throw
things
at people.
God rest his soul. But, I'm gonna say 12 Days of Christmas is awful. Well, it's just awful. Ugh.
Yeah, pretty bad. So we have two original songs that we got to get through here. We have like a 4-2 right here, so this could come up with a tie. I didn't even realize that Gigi would get that one. So actually, I think I may be ahead here. But let's play our final two. Do you want to start?
Yeah, let me start this. This is a WMFO classic recorded on this very station many years ago when Lisa Nichols was my co-host and I had more than enough of bad Christmas decorations. And I'm sorry to say that they still go on.
And for sake of time, I'll be playing mine right after Derek.
So listen and learn, folks.
Completely over the new trend of the red and green lights that are shadowed onto the house. I hate it. I hate it.
Look, I'm saving this.
It hurts.
Here's a preview of the first show in January, our best of show, because I am going to name this as the best hillbilly holiday accessory of 2016.
Wait, not the blow-up inflatable Santa with the gun?
We've had those for a while. Mm-hmm. The blow-up crap is nothing new. This is the most appalling holiday decoration of the last 40 years, okay? You have to go back to the aluminum tree with the color wheel that made it appear to change from yellow to blue to red to green to find something as obnoxious as these freaking Christmas laser lights. If you have it on your home, take it down right now and go sit in the basement in shame until 2017. This is the tackiest piece of garbage there to be foisted on the American people in decades. It looks awful. How can you look at your home and not realize that it looks awful? Your neighbors are laughing at you.
When you don't get invited to the block party this year, get invited to any of the neighbors' parties this year, it's because you got the freaking laser light on your house. There is some guy over in Stoneham who's got his entire house.
Mm-hmm.
He's got them on all four sides. Not another single light, okay? It looks like Chernobyl. Because you got this dark, drab house with all these glowing lights all over it. And it's like, there's nothing festive about this. It's not Christmas. It's a cheap-ass laser that you should be ashamed to buy. Stores that sell this to you should be ashamed to stock it.
Mm-hmm. There's actually an infomercial for it now.
I hate this product so much. And you know what? You know one of the things is about this? If you know somebody who's got that inflatable crap all over their lawns, mm-hmm. and those goddamn cheap-ass candy canes that they sell at Lowe's for like, 20 of them for $5, mm-hmm. like spread out like it's a fence all over the place, they got one of these freaking laser projectors too.
I actually went to a family party this weekend. Also, another family member lives on that street, and I just held my head in horror, noticing their house was covered in them.
You ruined Christmas. Go home. You ruined Christmas.
Go to your red and green spotted.
Holy cow. Yeah, it. The canes are bad enough. The canes are terrible. But these things, oh my God, it's an affront to the holidays.
WMFO in Medford. For sake of time, I'm going to play my entry. One of my friends told me the story about his daughter, and I thought I would write him a little poem and I'd put it to music. This one I call The Miracle on Shane Lane, my entry for the last of the Friday Night Fights here, Christmas edition. We will be back in one moment, and Edward is waiting in the wings for us. So thanks to Edward. He is up shortly.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Miracle on Shane Lane. It happened one night. Let me tell you the story about this crazy fight. My daughter was playing with her friend next door. Both were 8 years old. You couldn't ask for more. My daughter asked her friend about this small little elf.